We kind of toyed around with different ideas about how we can keep mum kind of alive in our day-to-day lives and how we can like not, almost not forget about her and not let others forget about her. And her job in itself was a lot of community work and involving and helping a lot of people who are less fortunate than ourselves or other people around us. And we just thought it would be such a shame to let that just legacy go. So we kind of toyed around with different ideas, and then the CF and I, we reached out to them and they gave us a list of different options that we could go to, how we could help young or various communities and different people like that, and whether or not this route would suit us. And then the idea of the trust came along and it suited us down to a T. We could pick and choose who we wanted to help and if that would stay in line with mum's beliefs and mum's legacy. So it was really a no-brainer at that point because we didn't need a massive upfront cost or upfront funding to begin with, which was one of the main things that attracted to us, because we, of course, wanted to give money ourselves, but it was also an opportunity of creating extra funding and reaching out and helping more people than we initially thought we could. So I think that's really what spoke to us, meaning we could, if we joined with CF&I, we could reach a much broader base and a much wider range of people that maybe we thought we couldn't at the start.